A jug from Kovalevko. I've been talking and talking, and there's still one more very rare thing to see. Here comes a jug made of metal known as bronze. It's approximately 25 centimetres high. It has a round base and walls that form a globular body. Its narrow neck at the top makes up for nearly half of the jug's height. Next to the neck, but more to the side, there's a vertical handle. It has some remarkable decorations. Where the lower part of the handle touches the jug, you'll see a sculpted head of a man with a shock of hair and rounded horns. It's a satyr, deity of forests and hills, and a cheerful companion of the Greek god Dionysus. Right below, there's a hardly visible head of a panther. The jug used to be golden brown, but it's so old now that its colour has turned to green. The jug is slightly flawed. There's a small hole in its side. Archaeologists found it at a cemetery in the village of Kovalevko, north of Poznan. The jug came from very far away, from a province of the Roman Empire, most notably in today's France. It is very old and very beautiful. If you ask me, it's just as fine as silver and china tableware used by the Gorica family and their distinguished guests in the palace. How dazzling these plates looked in the glow of candle holders hanging from the ceiling. And when I recall the tin plates and bowls of the poor Benedictine nuns, I'm quite certain that the maker of this jug, who lived nearly 2,000 years ago, must have been a very gifted craftsman. Now let's go and see where Poland was born.